Since Gabon's elections, France and the European Union have both called for the votes to be recounted. The opposition doesn't believe that turnout in Ali Bongo's home province of Otogwe was 99.3%. Shil Yabi, the founder of the West Africa citizen think tank WATI, says elections simply don't work in the region.
The electoral system and the political system as they are in many countries of the continent are not necessarily the one that are going to deliver what people need in terms of public policies. But I mean, we need to increase the quality of elections, but we need also to go beyond the elections. So it means that we have a lot of progress to make sure that the elections are well organized and that there is no manipulation. But people who are invited to go to the polls, that they need to have a real reason to do it. So there is no reason for them to go and vote if at the end, actually, their votes are changed or manipulated by the power.
Claims of rigging and vote buying keep coming back time after time again in Central Africa. Yet, it shouldn't be forgotten that many of these countries only became democracies about 50 years ago. Gabon is no exception. It's had only three presidents since its independence in 1960. If you compare it with France, that number would be about 17 by now. So far, Gabonese authorities have dismissed calls for a vote recount and are focusing on what the Constitutional Court will decide. But Alexandre Barrault-Chambrier, a supporter of Jinping and president of the party Héritage et Modernité, says the court lacks legitimacy.
We are concerned that the Constitutional Court is always supporting Ali Bongo since the latest events.
The latest events, of course, include the deaths of at least six people during post-election violence. For Sylvia Boa-Bradwell, the executive director of the Policy Center for African People in London, all of this could have been avoided if Jinping had done something about dodgy polls when he was chairman of the African Union Commission.
He could have used his influence to propose proper reforms. The African Union is not a reformist organization. It's full of dictators and full of people who are more interested in the status quo. Ask me who is the president of the African Union now. Idriss Deby of Chad. Come on, how many decades has Idriss Deby been in power in Chad?
Idriss Deby is facing similar criticism at home, accused of having rigged his last election. So where does all this leave democracy in Africa? There may still be a long way to go, but Alexandre Barrault-Chambrier remains optimistic.
If you look at the western part of Africa, democracy is more and more applied. If you look at the south part, in the anglophone part also, democratization has made tremendous progress with president elected for two mandates, with more and more transparency. But in the central region, I think we have to make some further progresses. And this is our battle, to have limitation of mandate.
What happens in Gabon will be watched carefully in the region, in countries like the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is holding elections at the end of the year.